This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii Conference here in beautiful Kauai. And we are literally in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and look who I ran across, Mr. Mike Robbins from Dynamic Edge.
Nice to meet you in person finally.
Yeah, and you as well.
Yeah.
Heard nothing but good things about you and your partner hanging out. I saw your guys' presentation yesterday, and
yes.
How you played off each other was really, really good. Kept the audience on their toes the whole time.
We have more fun doing it that way. So we've been to lots of conferences over the years, and the title never lives up to the content of the title, and the people are boring, and they're kind of running through it. So
yeah.
We try to go back and forth.
I love it because you guys kind of like needled each other a little bit and stuff, so it made it a lot of fun. So
I appreciate that.
So good stuff. And so before we get into your topic,
yeah.
How's the conference going for you?
Oh, great. I mean, this is the 8th NCOMA conference.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're all well attended. This is the biggest of the year,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually a little bit like homecoming. So we see people and we've gotten to know them
yeah,
at
over the,
networking events over the year,
yeah.
and then everybody is here for this one because we're in the most beautiful spot.
A little bit.
And so it's been fantastic. Lots of good conversations,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like the mood is a little more upbeat than it was economically a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's helping too.
Yeah, I agree. And Elliot Eisenberg is in there, the
yeah.
bow tie economist.
He's
in there cheering them up right now as well.
Yeah.
So hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, and it's how to leverage tech to achieve economic scale. So give me a quick summary here, and then we'll dive into a couple of details.
Yeah. So there's tremendous consolidation in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's all well documented,
mm-hmm.
and the 10-year trend is that there are 1,500 less credit unions than there were 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that the credit unions on average are larger.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me about the conversation around consolidation, though, is the idea that it's consolidate or you will not survive, and I'm not convinced by that. I know there's a lot of economic data to support some of that,
right?
But what I see happening is the credit unions losing their mission through this consolidation. And they're becoming big nonprofit banks rather than what I consider a credit union.
Right, right.
So we've been in this space for almost 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that if you leverage tech in an intelligent way, you can actually get the scale without the consolidation.
Completely.
There's lots of good reasons to consolidate.
Yep.
But I'm just here to tell you that 92% of our credit union league colleagues
mm-hmm.
are part of credit unions that are less than $1 billion in assets
mm-hmm.
under management.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can help organizations understand how to diagnose whether they should do something internally or outsource it, but either way
yeah.
they can get that scale.
Well, and there's a lot of great examples of smaller to mid-sized credit unions that are really leveraging that technology or leveraging other partnerships to really keep them, I don't know, pardon the 90s term, but on the cutting edge.
That's right.
So yeah, to keep them yeah able to do all that type of stuff. So there's lots of that, so you don't have to like get acquired or merge into somebody to
unless it makes sense for your membership.
Everyone has a different reason for that. We've done a lot of merger stories as well, so and there's different reasons for each of them. So yeah.
We talk a lot about core competencies. So we're a tech company. When I go to file my taxes, I'm reasonably well read. I could read the IRS memos and I could decide how should I file, but I go to my CPA and I expect that he or she is going to be reading that stuff all year and that's going to be able to tell me what to do to minimize my tax burden.
Please.
IT is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use your member service people to serve the members in the best way. That's a unique skill that only they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Have people like us come in and do things like patch management, security profiles, help
right.
desk, etc.
Right, right.
And so we implore credit unions to identify what's the effective hourly rate of your IT team on a given project.
Right.
Not what do they cost overall, but you're
mm-hmm.
going to do a project. What's it going to cost you internally to do that? What's the opportunity cost, meaning what is that team now not working on because
mm-hmm.
they're doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Compare that against somebody from the outside who might be able to do it more efficiently
mm-hmm.
and then make a decision.
Yes.
And there isn't the same answer each time. But what we see in our experience, particularly in the last couple of years since COVID, is there's not a good handle from the CEO to the board
mm-hmm.
to what those tech projects are costing
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So the NCOA is compelling us to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important work. But what's the most efficient or economical way to get it done
mm-hmm.
and get it done
mm-hmm.
properly? A lot of times, I think we just have our head in the sand and we're saying we're going to do it internally because we just do it
right.
Internally.
And I loved your example of doing your own floors.
Oh yeah. So this is
I love that
because this cuts.
I've really painted the picture clearly.
It cuts close to home, right?
Yes.
So we did new floors in my house a couple of years ago, and there's two sort of elements to pricing out how much a project's going to cost. The first is the raw materials. So in the floor example, the wood is the wood,
mm-hmm.
and we can all buy the wood for about the same amount of price.
Sure.
Then there's the skill and the knowledge to do the work. And so I can do it. I know I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go buy some tools, and my house is going to be torn up for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in this example, the opportunity cost is my wife looking at me for 2 months, like the house is torn up. Or I can hire somebody who really knows what they're doing. They come in and they do it in 2 days.
Right.
Now, that costs more, but does it? And so we're saying when it comes to tech projects, particularly security and compliance issues related to NCOA requirements and getting ready for your exam every year, we say let's take a hard look at what it costs internally and make sure that's really the right way to do it.
Yeah, I thought that planted the clearest because we've all been there.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Like, I should have hired that guy or girl to come in and install that, whatever it was.
Yes, the right way.
Instead of me struggling with it and tearing apart the house. And yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, can you provide a couple of takeaways that you want the audience to take back to their office on a Monday morning, so to speak, and go, hey, you know what, we could really use this, or that was a great idea that I heard in that session. So any couple of takeaways that you can provide folks?
Yeah, I would say that the big one is, as you're looking at your tech initiatives for the year,
mm-hmm.
whether they're things directly related to your exam prep, or whether they're just strategic initiatives,
mm-hmm.
to understand what the effective hourly rate
yes.
of your IT team is.
Yes.
And to compare that against a third-party provider and who's got the skills,
mm-hmm.
and then to make the decision from
mm-hmm.
there. That's the single biggest thing that we've talked about this week.
Well, and when you guys said that in the session, because I was in there for that part of it, it was amazing because I was standing up and I looked across the room and everybody went down and started taking their notes and doing their little addition and subtraction of, gosh, what would it cost? You know, that type of things. It was amazing to watch the whole room.
Oh, that's.
I saw them with pen and paper.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that because I think it's really useful.
You
know, 25 years ago, I was not a proponent of outsourcing of any way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you needed all internal capital, and I don't feel that way at all anymore.
Yeah.
There is not. I have not seen in recent years a credit union with less than $500 million in assets under management that I could justify having a full-time IT person. It does not make sense on paper to me. That's my MBA talking, but that does, when you start to get larger, then things start to become a little more complex, and then there's, of course, office politics that are a sincere part of the decision-making process.
Yeah.
But I would say for those that are, you know, $500 million and less,
mm-hmm.
it does not make sense to staff your own IT department. It's too expensive, takes too long.
Right, right.
They can't keep their skills up to speed.
Right. So partnering with, I mean, there's plenty of folks out there to partner with, obviously.
Absolutely.
So,
all kinds of
more and more each day, especially on the fintech side of things. Oh my gosh.
That's right. And nobody writes their own core.
Mm-hmm.
That would be thought to be absurd, but people start writing their own AI. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Hey, and before I let you go, give us a quick, I should have done this up front, but give us a quick plug on Dynamic Edge.
Yep,
what are you guys all about and how do you help?
Dynamic Edge is a managed service provider.
Mm-hmm.
We have for more than 23 years
mm-hmm.
offered services to credit unions. Everything your internal IT department does, we can do. Sometimes we do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we provide just help desk, or we mm-hmm. just do proactive response for network incidents. Sometimes the internal team handles those things, and we act as a virtual CIO. We've gotten very involved with third-party auditors, and so we really understand the credit union space.
Yes.
And a lot of times we come in, and most of the time, we do a co-managed IT situation
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
they have some internal staff responsible for things, and then they have our team responsible for other things.
Mm-hmm.
And that partnership and the sharing of info back and forth is the thing that really keeps the members' info safe.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you guys do such a great job, and you did a great job in their presenting.
Thank you so much.
So highly recommend. There is Mike Robbins from Dynamic Edge. Go check them out, and we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to you.
Thank you so much.
Right on. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.